learned on the bottom of Chav Beis Amid Beis that Orla has to have a special pasuk, the Aralim or Lasher Arelim, even though it says Lo Ye Yochel, still you need a pasuk to tell me that it's Asher Ba'ana. The Gemara says the reason that you need it is because it says Lochem, you Lochem. Mashma that it's Mutter Ba'ana. So you need a special pasuk to tell me it's Asher Ba'ana. So Gemara asks, now that we have psukim to tell me it's Asher Ba'ana, what do you need Lochem for? Lachem l'amali l'chetetanya. Lachem l'rabos l'sanatur l'rabin. V'yuda omer l'hotzi l'sanatur l'rabin. Rashi learns natur l'rabin l'tzorech rabin. K'gon be'em tzaderech l'choloder. To plant something in the middle of the reshus rabin. Is that chayiv and orla or not? So the Rabbanan hold that it is chayiv and orla. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's potter from orla. And they both learn it from the word lachem. Tosfos learns that Natur L'Rabim is something you plant in Rishus HaYochid, but it's L'Tzorech HaRabim. It's not planted in Rishus HaRabim, it's planted in Rishus HaYochid, but your Kavana is that it's not for individual use, L'Tzorech HaRabim, and there is Machlokas, Rabbi Hur and the Chachamim, whether that's Chayiv and Orla or not. My Taima, what's the reason of both of them? My Taima to Tanakama, T'chsiv U'Natatem L'Yochid, Mashma L'Rabim L'Mashma. When it said U'Natatem, it means you individually. So we'll be talking about a yachid. Kosev Rachmona Lachem, Lahavi Yisanatur L'Rabim. So Torah wrote Lachem, which includes something planted for a tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda, Netatem, Mashma, Bein L'Rabim, Bein L'Yachid. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, Netatem can mean individual or plural. And therefore, if it only said Netatem, I would say that you're chayav on both. And then the Torah goes and says Lachem. And therefore it says it twice that both Yochid and Rabim are Chai. So the fact that it's Marbe Rabim twice is a mute. A double Ribui is a mute. And Tosis explains in other places, then why do you need the double Ribui? Just don't say Lochem, or don't say Unetatem, say Yochid. So he says, no, when you have a Ribui Acher Ribui, it comes to tell me that if there's any other drushes or whatever, it's Memarba, you're not Marba anything. It's not just that it's not Marba, it's Memayit. Manela, it precludes any other drushes to be Marba anything. Okay. So therefore, Rashi, Unetatem li Yochid Mashma, dein derech Rabin Muntoa. When it says in the Tatem, it's talking about the normal case where an individual plants. The Torah is speaking to individuals. Okay. So the Mela, even though it says Lo Ye Ochel by Orla, since it says Lochem, I might think that it's Mutar Ba'anah, so I need special psukim to Asrit Ba'anah. And the Lochem now I need, either according to Behuda, to exclude Natur L'Rabim, or according to the Chachamim, to include Natur L'Rabim. Vari Truma. The Rachmana Omer V'chol Zor Lo Yochal Kodesh. So this is going to be only a question on Reb Avo. It only says Lo Yochal. Usnan Ma'arvin L'Nazir V'Yayin U'Yisrael V'Truma. You can use Yayin for a Nazir, for a Eruv Etchumim, and Yisrael can use Truma. So you see Truma is Mutar Ba'anah. And Tosfos points out that it's talking, according to the Mandi Amar, that what's it called, that you can be Ma'arev Afilu Shalol Dvar Mitzvah. Because for a Dvar Mitzvah, Mitzvah is Lav Lehenes Nitnu. So even if it's Asher Ba'anah, it's Mutar. But this Mishnah goes, according to the Mandi Amar, holds that you can be Ma'arev Eruv Etchumim, even Shalol Dvar Mitzvah. Nail it's Mutar Ba'anah. Amra Papa Shani Hasan Damar Kroa Truma Shem Shelachem Tehei. It says with there is Truma Shem. It's yours. It can be yours. You can have Hano. The Igach, what does Reb Chizkiya do with Truma Shem? Right? L'chara, he doesn't need a pasuk to tell me it's Mutar Ba'anah. There's no place to know it's Asher. It says Lo Yochal, not Lo Yeyochel. Right? Truma Shem Dechol Yisrael Komar. That's the way the Torah speaks. Trumaschem is not going to come to tell me any halachas. That's the way the Torah tells. It's your truma, the truma of Naklal Yisrael, the truma of the Levim. Okay. Rashi. Ma'arvim l'nozer eruvei tchumim b'yayin. You can use wine to make eruvei tchumim for a nozer. Afa pishe suda shenru. You know, even though he can't drink it, so it's not a suda. The whole idea of eruvei tchumim is you are where your suda is. But here it's not your suda, you can't drink it. However, mitchel and azurei say shorile. Since if he would be a shoel, go to a chacham, be matar, his a nether, he could drink it. He wouldn't be a nazir anymore. So ma'arvin. The chen l'yisrael b'truma. The boy mitchel alei. Same thing with the truma. You could be shoel on the truma, then it becomes tevel. Then you could take off trumas and maestras from the thing itself. And then what's it called? And then there'll be enough left to use for a suda. The truma's tall, say no truma. If you go and you're mater nether, he said, if I would have known that what's it called, that I'm going to need this for a ruvei trumim, I wouldn't have made a truma. So you're allowed to be shoel, the harder the tivah becomes tevel, the harder matri shalom ineu bo. And then you take off trumas and maestras from that thing itself, and you have left over to eat. Trumaschem, v'nechshav lachem, and Tosfos points out, we learned this in the Irvin, that's only according to sumchus, that you need this, that you could be shoel. But the Rabbanan hold that even though something's not fit for the person who made the Eruvei Tchumim, but it's fit for other people, that's good enough. It doesn't have to be mamish, the poel fit for you to eat. It has to be edible by somebody. So even though a Nazir can drink the wine, somebody else can. Even though the Israel can eat the Truma, Kohen can. That's good enough. Trumaschem, the Nechshav Lachem Trumaschem, over Trumas Meiser, the Mefarshi Leviim Ksiv. This pasuk is by Trumas Meiser, which Leviim take out of the Truma that's given to them and give to the Kohen. Utruma Gedola Iskish Bahukra, Kedesiv, Kadogin Minagorin, Dehainu Truma Gedola. And regular Truma is Hukash to Trumas Meiser, so in the middle they're all Mutter Bahanoah. The Ida Chizkiah, the Omer Lo Sokul Lo Mashmanoah, according to Chizkiah Lo Yochal, this would not make it Osir Bahanoah at all. You need Lo Ye Ochel to make it Osir Bahanoah, so why do I need a Pasuk Truma Shem to tell me that Truma is Mutter Bahanoah? I don't know from anywhere there should be Osir Bahanoah. Hai trumaschem lavla mishrei hanoa asa, ela trumaschem dechol Yisrael komar. V'urche dekro vishtuye hochi. That's the way the Torah speaks. Right? Your truma. It's not a limu, there's no ripu here. Stop. That Yisrael avdavka, the hub of Levim ksiv. It's not the truma of Klal Yisrael, it's the truma of the Levim. But the Gemara just said, truma dekol Yisrael means truma dekol Levim. Okay. What?
Being shoel on his nether, when?
Which nether?
Truma.
Anytime. After you were mafresh it, before you gave it to the Kohen, so you can be shoel.
No, because he put down the Eruv.
Yeah, before Shabbos, you shoel.
But he didn't.
No, he could. That's what said, Ma'arvin. You could make an Eruv. Since he could be shoel, it's fit for him, theoretically. Even if he didn't. But he could have.
Doesn't
make a difference. Since he could have been shoel, that's good enough. When Shabbos came in, at the first minute ben Hashmashas, he could have been shoel, right? So it was theoretically possible to eat it. There was a way to eat it, that's good enough. Even though the mice, in the end, he couldn't eat it. But he had that option. So since he had the option, it was, when Shabbos came in, edible. Right? At least theoretically. Rari Nazir, the Rachmon Omi, the Chalson, the Azov, Lo Yeochel, I think it's Lo Yeochel, Usnan, Ma'arvin, Lo Nazir B'yai. How about Nazir himself? It says Lo Yeochel, or maybe it says Lo Yocha, one of the two, right? Lo Yeochel. Yeah, Lo Yeochel, right, so it's a question on both of them.
It says Lo Yeochel.
Lo Yeochel? Okay. So then what's it called? So it's a kash only under Rovo. So, and it says you can be ma'ariv for a nazir b'yayin, just like we had before, and lav dafka l'dvar mitzvah. Omer marzutra shani hasam damar kron nizro shalo yehe. Torah says nizro. Ravashi omer kodesh yeh gadil perasar rosho. Gidula kodesh vein dover acher kodesh. Ravashi says no, I have a different limud. It says only his growing his hair is kodesh. That's awesome. But not what's it called, not anything else. So anything else that the Nosser can't eat is Mutter Bana. Where it says, Midi Vaint Over Akhirksi. Maybe that's Kodesh, and the wine is also Asher Bana. El Mechuvarta Kira Marzutra. Better like Marzutra, but it says Nizro, that comes to be Mater, what's it called, Hano. Rashi. Gidulo Seor Shelo. The growth of his hair, Asher Bana. The tone tree, that's reversed. His hair is Asher Bana. Midi ain't over Achirksiv. Dilma Gidul over Wedin the Dover Achir. Maybe his hair is Asher Bana, and wine is also Asher Bana to a Nazir. The mind miut kosevacha. Where's the miut? It's not talking about excluding something else. It's telling you the halacha there. Bari Chodosh. The Rechmona Omer Lechem the Koli the Karmel of Sochlu Aretzma Yom Azeh. Usnan kotzer l'shachas u'machel behema. Right, chadosh before the omer is brought is also v'achil. And yet the Torah says you're allowed to cut grass before it becomes tvua and feed it to your animal. And you're also, and that's hanoah. Not only that, you're also allowed to pluck wheat because you can't be kotzer before the omer. But kotzer l'shachas is not called ksira. That's, and also anything else is not called tzira. If you pluck it by hand, it's also not called tzira. And you can feed that to your animal too, the grain. So you see, it's not also bano. Omer Shmaya Shani Hosum Domer Krok Kitzirchem 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 Shalachem Yehe. The Idach Kitzirchem Dechol Yisrael Mashma. He says not a Rav Chizkiya would say that Kitzirchem is not a ribui, stam, that's the way the Torah talks. Rashi, chodesh b'tnei ha'omer, kotzer l'shachas, afagav yosib omer reishis kitzirchem, the omer has to be the first of the harvest, so how can you harvest something else before it? El ha'kohen, demashma, the osr litzer l'tnei ha'omer, mutter litzer l'shachas k'shu'esem. If it's just the stalks, and not the grain, the lav k'tzirhu, that's not called k'tzir. K'tzir means harvesting grain. Not cutting the grass. You don't call it harvesting the grass when you cut the grass.
Don't cut the grass without cutting the grain.
What?
Don't cut the grass without cutting the grain.
No, this grain didn't grow yet. What? It's talking where the, what's it called? You're cutting it early before the omer, but the grain didn't grow, so you're just cutting the shachas. Or you're plucking, Rashi says, right? Umaych lebehema, apchitin gemurim ayadei kituv. Or you can pluck stalks with grain on it as long as you don't cut it. That's also not called harvesting. That's called plucking. So either you're cutting the grass before it gets grain, that's mutter, or you're plucking the stalks after they have grain. In either case, you can feed your animals. So it's mutter bano. Chizkiya, from the fact that it says lo sochlu, doesn't learn in Isra Hanoa, below itzri ketzirchem l'mishrei, you don't need the ketzirchem to be matter it ba'anoa. So what does he do with the ketzirchem? Omer l'cho, ketzirchem t'chol Yisrael k'omer, v'urchei d'kro v'shtu yehochi. It's not a ribui at all, just that's the way the Torah talks. Your ketzir. It must be that the one before Nazir is lo yehochil. What does it say there?
Lo yochil.
Lo yochil. So it's good. Mestame, the what's it called? The because otherwise the Gemara would have asked, what does Chizkiya do with Nisro? Must be that the Gemara held Lo Yochel is the same thing as Lo Yeochel. Lo Socha, Lo Sochlu is one thing. Lo Yochel is like Yeochel, even though it's clearly mashma of the Gemara like that. Okay. Bahari Shrotzen. Shrotzen, Rachmana Omar, Sheketz Hu Lo Yeochel. Here it says for sure Lo Yeochel. Usnan, Tsai De Chayeva Ophos, the Dagim, Shinzdamdulhem Minim Tmeim, Mutarim, Lamochram, Lamochram. Right, Shrotzen, or anything else. Shrotzen over here means anything that's also to eat. It includes Behemoth, and Chayes, and Ophos, and Dagim that are Tmeim. All of those are what the Gemara calls shrotzim, even though shrotzim is specific, but the other ones also included. And so you're allowed to sell them to goyim, even shrotzim. And it says lo yeyochel, should be osur banot. Shani hosim b'makro lochem shalochem yehi. It says what's it called by shrotzim lochem. Yehochi afilu lechatchila nami. That's the case. And why is it only if you happen to be a hunter and you caught these minim tmeim, then you could sell them? But stam to go out and hunt bedavka minim tmeim, that you can't do. Right? Lechatchila, you can't do business with what's it called with minim tmeim. When it says shani hocha domar kro yiyu biaviyosmiu, that yiyu means if they happen to be, but not the chatchila, you go look for them. Ulechizkia lomeli lemichtov lo yeyochel umaisi lochem lemishrei lo lichtov rachmona lo yeyochel velo boy lochem. According to Chizkia, according to Rav Avo, there's no kasha. The Torah had to tell you it's also b'achila. So how do you sub-lashon? And whatever lashon it would use would also intimate hanoa, unless there's a special heter. So you need the special heter of lochem. But according to Chizkia, had it not said lo yeyochel, it just said lo yochal, I know it's osur b'achila, and I would know it's mutar b'anoa. So why did the Torah dafka write lo yeyochel, and then write lochem? Better write lo yochal, and no, you don't need lochem. Amar lo chachizkia, taima didi nami mihach einachanami. This is where the Torah lets you know that it had not said, what's it called, lochem, it'll be osur b'anoa, because lo yeyochel is mashmi, osur b'anoa. Here's where I learned it from this pasuk. What?
From the Bela
he
learned it.
Yes, Tosis, what's it called? Somebody has the kasha. No, that's a Ravo learns it from the Bela. Ravo learns it from the Bela. Lo Yoch, it doesn't say Lo Yeyochel in the Bela, it says Lo Yoch. Okay. That's a Ravo. Chizkia learns Lo Yeyochel from here. The fact that it says Lo Yeyochel, and he doesn't learn from the Bela. So he doesn't have a pasuk of Lo Sochal. He learns like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Dvarim Kechsov. So he doesn't have any pasuk to tell me lo yochal. Only a pasuk to tell me lo yeyochel is mashmano. Rashi. Yiyu v'sheketz yiyu lochem. No, shenizdamnu. Shenizdamnu. Dafke shenizdamnu. Only if by chance you happen to catch something that's tamei. Delomet sarchinu lulavkira. You don't have to mafker it and lose money on it. You can't go hunting behemoth tmeis, minim tmeim, the chatchila. Kedisman rasmus techeshvius, in osin schora, lobe nevelus, a trefus, lobe shkotzim or a moshim. You can't do schora with nevelus, trefus, shkotzim or moshim. There's a machlokus whether this is nisad or raisa, or only nisad or abonan, because we're afraid you may come to eat it. There's a famous taz here. That what's it called? Why is the Gemara bringing psukim if what's it called is only nisad rabbanim? So the Taz says that anything that's mafurish in the Torah leheter, then the rabbanim couldn't have answered it. So it can't be a heter mafurish in the Torah, otherwise it couldn't be nisad rabbanim. So in order for it to be osur with the rabbanim, there had to be a way of learning the psukim that it's not mutter b'feirish. Okay. Olechizkia. Lomali lemichtav lo ye ochel, umaisi lochem lemishrei. According to Chizkia, bishlomal rabavo, lomatsino lakshuye bechol hanatasibo, lo sochal, vahadaksibo heteranoa. You can't ask the same question, rabavo. How come it said lo sochal, and then tell me a heteranoa? Don't say lo sochal. Couldn't say, not say lo sochal. Want to tell you it's also to eat. The itzrich lo sochlu lachil. The itzrich heter lanoa. You need the some lashon of achila to tell me it's osur b'achila. And then you need the heter to tell me that over here, the achila doesn't include hanoa like it normally does. Ela lechizkia, given the sof shari lirachmona b'anoa, but according to Chizkia, since bottom line it's going to be mutter b'anoa, lomali kro b'shani b'dibura, why did it have to say the special lo ye ochel and then tell me it's mutter b'anoa, just tell me when there's a different lashon of achila? And I'll know it's mutter b'anoa because there's no lo yeyochel. Because achila is only achila, not anoa, according to Chizkia. Right? Normally, Krodi Shani with the Bur of a Kosev, Lo Yeochel, the Mash Mahanoah, the Itzrich Lachem, the Mishraya Mahanoah, Licht of Lo Sochal, the Shlo Itzrich Lachem. Just say in any other Lashon of Achila, and I'll know it's only Osher Bachila and not Hanoah. Time of the day, the Amena Lo Yeochel, Mash Mahanoah, Mehon Atkili. This is where I learned it from. That since it said Lo Yeochel, and it had to be Matar Bahanoah, that means everywhere else where it says Lo Yeochel, and it doesn't say a heter Hanoah, it's Osher Bahanoah. The Ilav, I crow the seed, Lo Yeochel, the Su Kosov Lochem, the Mishraya, Lo Haviyodana, the Lo Yeochel, Isranoah. The Chol Hanach Kroy, the heter Hanoah, the Xivi Gabi Lo Sochal, or Darshinu Chizkil Mo Sakrini. And all the places where it says a heter Hanoah, and it doesn't say Lo Yeochel, it says Lo Sochal, the Gemara already answered. Chizkil learns something different from those psukim. He doesn't learn heter Hanoah. Okay. Go on. Vahari chomitz. Terachmono Omar lo ye ochel chomitz. Okay, you can't eat chomitz, and both according to Avraham Bo and Chizkia, it should be Osir Bano. Etanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, tamol atzmecho. Hey, chomitz Osir Bano, koshiva. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, it's a wonder how you can hold that chomet should be osur the whole 7 days. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right, Chizki and Rabbi Avol can't work out. Says lo yeochel, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds chomet is mutter banah. The obvious question is, but going to the Rabbanan, well, it's osur banah, comes out very good. So maybe they don't let Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So the Achronim say, svar is why it's muchrach, that the Isser Hanoah of Chametz, they don't learn from Lo Yeochel, but from other drashas. And Adarabba, the fact that Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it could be Mutar Ba'anoah, doesn't learn those other drashas, but does from Lo Yeochel, nobody learns an Isser Hanoah. That's how they learn this Gemara. So you see that no one holds that the Isser Hanoah is from Lo Yeochel. Even the Rabbana, who learn Isser Hanoah, learn from other psukim. Shani Hashem, Domer Kro, Lo Yero El Lecho, Soor. Shelcho Yehe. That Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Taka learns that if it would just say Lo Yeochel, it'd be an Isser Hanoah, and that's how Taka the Rabbanon learn. But why does he hold its Mutter Banoah? Because it says Lo Yero El Lecho. Lecho means it should be yours. You can have Hanoah. Rabbanon, Shelcho Yehakaro, Evo Toro, Shelachem, Shelkavoah. But Lecho, they learn something else. They learn that chametz of a goy and chametz of hekdesh is you're not over by the ruin by the matzah. The lecha shelcha yataroa of la taroa shelachem v'shelgavoa. The idach trei lecha ksidi. There's two lechas. One you learn the heter hanoah, and the other you learn this drasha. The idach chad benochri shukipashto. The chad benochri shlokipashto. You need two psukim for a nochri. One that he's what's it called? Kavush to you, so he's more in your rishus, and one who's not in your rishus that much. Just that works for you. So, if you only had one pasuk, you'd say it's talking about the one that's not under your rishus. But the one under your rishus is also. Kamash Malon, even the one under your rishus, his chametz is also mutter. Rashi, of the idach tal to lechok sibe. Right? And according to the other one, there's three lechos. Two for shalchoy atoroa, avala toroa shalachirim, one with nochri shikibashto, and one nochri shalokibashto, and the third one to tell me that it's mutar bano. The idach, chad besor, v'chad bechomitz. And the other one holds no, that what's it called? The rabbanon hold that one is talking about saor, and one by chomitz, and once we know that saor and chomitz are the same for one of the halachas, they're the same for all the halachas. Utsrichi. And you need a pasuk by Saor, and you need a pasuk by Chometz. Rashi, Tamal Atzmacha, Heich Neser Chometz Bano, Yisvor Le Mutter Bano Kol Shiva. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, Chometz is Mutter Bano all 7 days. The Koshkin Lacher Pesach. And surely after Pesach he holds that Chometz is Mutter Bano. We pleaded Rabbi Yehuda, and he argues on Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Chometz Shavua Pesach, Osir Bano. Rabbi Yehuda holds not only is Chometz Osir Bano during Pesach, it's Osir min HaTorah Ba'anoah even after Pesach. If you were over by the Ruan Ba'anim Motzei, the Chometz becomes Osir forever. Ba'anoah. The Kamav Pirkei. Tauta lechop shive, lo yira lechochamets, velo yira lechosor bechog bulecha. The old krachrina, the lower your lachosa or the hog bulecha shivas yom. Utsriche. The ekos of saor, mishum de chimutsa kosha. I would think the halacha of what's it called? Of, shelchoya toroe, right, is, only usher, what's it, only mutter by chomet. But not by Sa'or. Aval chometz ein mamutter. Because of chometz, mishum d'roi l'achila. If it only says chometz, I say chometz is d'roi l'achila. That's why it's asur b'hana. Right? Aval Sa'or, for the wasu l'michle, ein malo ofer alei. And it won't be over b'chlal, by the rabbi y'matze. Hachim before it's b'hira, come to Be'ya. That's how the Gemara explains it in Be'ya. So in any case, we've answered all the questions so far. Right? Now the Gemara is going to say, let's say, that the machlokas of Rav Avon and Chizkia is a machlokas tanoi, different from machlokas, whether Yeochel is Yisr Hano, but Yochal is not, or every time it says Loshon Achil, it means Hano, unless the Torah specifically excludes it. We have to learn in the Sefer Manoah Sunday.